And welcome back to the program. Very pleased to have D.R. Tucker joining me, taking a break from his day job for this second half of the show. Also, great to have Jenny Rushmore aboard. There is word from the hotel industry that things are getting greener by the day, and more hotels are joining up to be considered eco leaders in their industry, and that's a good thing for all of us, and especially for Mother Earth. So, Jenny, thank you so much for joining us. You are the Director of Responsible Travel for TripAdvisor, is that correct?
That's right, and thanks so much for having me today.
We're really glad to hear that more hotels are signing up for this. I've been covering the environmental beat for radio, several radio programs over the last 15 years, and I remember when I first did my first story on the greening of the hotel business maybe a decade ago. It was just a few, you know, leaders in the industry and how that's grown, but I really haven't checked back to see what's happening for several years now, so I was really glad to have a chance to do this. Also, spent more than the usual amount of time this summer traveling. It's not like our family, but we have a daughter going to college now on the East Coast, and so we were in a lot of hotels. And while I was glad to see it almost, you know, standard to have the signs up about, you know, only only wash your towels if you keep them on the floor or in the bathtub, I didn't necessarily see much more than that in some of the places. So thanks for being with us to kind of bring us up to date on especially what some of the larger chains are doing or still not doing enough of to be more responsible ecologically.
Absolutely, yeah. We're certainly seeing a lot of things in hotel chains, and indeed a lot of independent hotels these days. You know, as you mentioned, the towel and the linen reuse programs are pretty much well known by people now. But there are an awful lot of other things going on. We have hotels which have green roofs and they're actually farming up there or keeping bees. For example, the Intercontinental Berkeley in New York City actually has bees on the roof, which is kind of surprising in the middle of a city. And there's lots of other examples that we have in our TripAdvisor Green Leaders program. We have hotels that are entirely off the grid using solar panels and geothermal energy, all the way through to places which have electric car charging stations. Right here in Boston, where we're based at TripAdvisor, the Lenox Hotel is actually one of the places in town you can actually come and recharge your car. So there's definitely a lot going on across the industry. I think the key thing is that for a lot of people, it's quite hard to find out what's going on. So that's one of the reasons that we launched our TripAdvisor Green Leaders program, which basically makes it really easy to find out what hotels are doing.
Jenny, it's great to hear about this initiative by the hotel industry. Has there been an estimation in previous years as to how much essentially how much carbon emissions come from hotels or have come from hotels over the past few years prior to this move towards greener hotels usage?
You know, it's certainly significant. I don't have one number for you because, you know, tourism and hotels are actually one of the biggest industries in the world. So we know for sure that it's a large, significant impact. You know, both the matter of getting to a hotel when you're on vacation and you're taking a business trip, and also once you're there. And certainly, I think, you know, for some people, you think a lot about your environmental footprint when you're at home, but when you're away, a lot of us don't tend to think about it anymore. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, a lot of the hotel initiatives are basically so important because they're really helping the industry improve.
And what about the solid waste that comes out of the hotel industry? And is it, you know, more common to see recycling bins in the rooms of some of these greener hotels?
Yeah, well, this is actually one of the really interesting things as we developed this program is we found out more about how hotels recycle. And there's definitely a trend towards starting to see recycling bins in hotel rooms. And understandably, if you stay in a hotel and you see a recycling bin there, you know they're doing that. But the interesting thing we learned is that a lot of recycling is actually done behind the scenes. So even if there's only one trash can in your room, many times the hotel then has single stream recycling behind the scenes. We're also seeing an increasing number of hotels which are looking at things like composting and dealing with solid food waste, and also things like avoiding it. You know, obviously doing something like composting food waste is great, and it's better than just, you know, putting it in a landfill. But what's even better is not having so much solid waste. We actually recently did a campaign with the United Nations Environment Program really focused on what hotels can do to reduce that. Things like offering different portion sizes, you know, encouraging people to take food away with them, and not over-catering for events.
Is there also a movement towards sort of, you know, avoiding the use, shall we say, the unsustainable usage of products? For example, are hotel utensils, are they avoiding plastics and what have you, and going to more, you know, biodegradable and more sustainable forms of utensils? Is that sort of where the move is? And sort of the everyday items in hotels and the everyday items in terms of food and what have you.
Including those shampoo and conditioner and moisturizing bottles. I have often wondered when that just gets used a little bit. I hate to think what they might used to have done with them. I hope they're either refilling them or donating them to homeless shelters. What's actually happening there?
Absolutely. I mean, that's certainly a kind of hot topic among green hotel programs. So there's a couple of different things we've seen. One is a lot of more encouragement towards reusable things rather than disposable. So we ask a question in our program to become part of the TripAdvisor Green Leaders program about whether you have reusable crockery and cutlery rather than automatically giving people disposables. And in terms of hotel rooms, there's a trend now towards refillable dispensers. So something more like you would see in, say, a luxury gym or a sports club right now. We're seeing increasing numbers of hotels all across the different levels and types of hotels doing that. The other thing we ask about, and it's becoming increasingly common, is donating excess materials. So to give you an example, there's an organization called Clean the World that actually collects the remnants, the ends of the soap bars that people use, reprocesses them, and sends them to communities in Africa. So they're increasingly, you know, people are both trying to avoid the waste and when they have excess, trying to do something positive with it.
So is it safe to say that up until maybe a couple of years ago, all those barely used, you know, soap bars and shampoo bottles were getting trashed?
I think that's the case. And I think these days when you think about sustainability and you think about green, there's obviously an element of, you know, doing the right thing. But there's also an element of just cost saving and doing the sensible thing if you run a hotel, trying to avoid waste because ultimately, you know, you have to pay for waste removal and treatment of that. And you don't want to be, you know, buying in more than you need. So I think all of these ideas about trying to be more efficient, trying to use fewer resources, all kind of tie together in these programs these days.
Jenny, what about lighting in hotels? Oftentimes, when you go by a hotel, you see so many lights that are burning, and you always think about the amount of, you know, waste that's going on in terms of the lighting. Are hotels pursuing energy efficiency strategies? Mm-hmm. And if so, who is the most advanced, would you say, in terms of these energy efficiency and lighting efficiency strategies?
Not to mention my pet peeve. Mm-hmm. Thank you for reminding me, DR. When you go into a hotel room and all the lights are on and the air conditioning is blasting, whether it's that hot outside or not, and I wonder how long have they had the air conditioning blasting for? You know, we checked in late, let's say at 5 p.m. Any idea what goes on there? That really drives me crazy. Nobody's in the room.
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, certainly having energy-efficient light bulbs, I'd say it's one of the most basic things that hotels can do. And making sure that in areas, for instance, like staff areas or common areas where people may not be in those, you know, parts of the hotel very often, having those lights on sensors is definitely a trend that we see. But I agree with you. I think there's a long way to go. One interesting thing, in Europe, it's become extremely common now that there's a slot by the door of the guest room, and you put your key card in it when you enter the room. And when you do that, it turns all the lights on, and it turns the air conditioning on and any other electronics you need. When you leave, you take the card out, and it just automatically switches off everything. That's really becoming pretty common in Europe now, and that's the kind of thing I think it would be great to see more American hotels taking up.
And I know it's your turn, DR, for a question, but just while I'm on the subject of pet peeves or concerns, you know, some of these motels even have these big breakfast buffets, and, you know, you see them closing down at 10 o'clock, and there's still, you know, a whole silver tray of bacon, you know, and what happens to all that food, you know, if it's not eaten? Again, these are sort of like things I've always wanted to know but kind of afraid to ask.
Yeah. Well, it very much depends. I mean, obviously to many of us, you'd think, you know, no-brainer, right? Give it to someone who needs it. You know, give it to a local charity, for instance. But the challenge a lot of hotels have is that on a state-by-state and municipality-by-municipality basis, there are different regulations and laws related to things like that. So for some types of food, it's just not possible. And for other ones, it is. In some some cases also food shared with staff and so on. But I agree with you. I think quite often there's a lot of food left over, and I think there's a lot of opportunity for hotels to try and improve it. Obviously, the challenge for them is they don't want to go short. So, you know, if a hotel offers breakfast and then they run out of it, guests are going to be much more upset than if there's some left over at the end. So, you know, trying to be sustainable and doing the right thing, it's pretty tricky for a lot of hotels, but they're definitely trying.
Mm. Speaking of guest backlash, has there been any resistance to this move towards eco-friendly hotels by certain guests? The reason why we ask is that we had a situation in the Boston area recently where there was a gathering of sort of Republican party officials at a hotel in Boston, and you can't help wondering, considering the sort of overall theme of that particular party in terms of rejecting anything eco-friendly, that if they were in a hotel and they saw energy-efficient light bulbs, they might have complained to management. Has there been a sort of backlash against any sort of effort towards sustainability, or is it generally going well for these hotel chains?
You're talking about the dim bulb movement, DR.
Mm-hmm. So we actually on TripAdvisor have been asking people over the last 6 months what they think about green practices in hotels. So when they write a review on TripAdvisor, we say to them, hey, what did you think about the environmental practices? And it's been really interesting. We've actually had over 10,000 comments now sent in to us. And what we see is, broadly speaking, the majority of people really like it. They're not that aware of a wide range of green initiatives, but they do, you know, the ones that they do notice, they on the whole tend to appreciate. There is a minority of people, there's no doubt about that, who either don't think there should be green initiatives on principle, or they see them, but then they don't like it. You know, they say, well, I think it has a dim light bulb. But there's actually been a lot of research indicating that, on the whole, doing these kind of initiatives actually has very little effect on your overall satisfaction. And one interesting thing, so we now have about 2,100 hotels in our Green Leader program, and we looked at what is the overall TripAdvisor rating of those hotels compared to, you know, non-green hotels. And we found that, on the whole, TripAdvisor Green Leader hotels have a 20% higher score on TripAdvisor. So that means that people actually prefer staying in these hotels and have an even better time than they do in the average hotel, which I think is a pretty strong indication that there isn't a sacrifice to stay at a hotel that has these kind of environmental programs.
There's recently, finally, in mainstream media starting to cover the problem of food waste in this country. Something like, I think, 40% of all food that gets grown, you know, gets wasted. And a terrible problem. And I imagine hotels, as you just mentioned, do contribute, you know, even if, they don't want to contribute to the food waste stream. But, again, it, as you say, the nature of serving food to large numbers of people and difficult to predict. But I wonder if that will be more closely looked at now that we're getting finally some more national coverage of that terrible situation. I mean, while people in our own country still go to bed hungry, we're throwing out way too much. And of course, not just hotels and restaurants, but grocery stores and just about everywhere.
Yeah, I think so. And I think on the hotel side, and also on the, you know, the hotel guest side, certainly, you know, for the large chain hotels and the independent hotels, there's both, you know, just the cost motive. You don't want to throw away lots of food that you paid money for. And a lot of hotels are, you know, really have tight margins these days, and they're really trying to make their business work. And also, you know, I know a lot of the sustainability directors now of the large chains, and, you know, they are very committed to trying to improve their footprint. So I think there are things going on there, but I agree with you, there's a long way to go. But then I think on the other side, as a hotel guest, you know, speak up. I think a lot of the time we don't necessarily tell hotels what we think about their environmental practices, and we don't necessarily speak up. So a lot of the times, you know, they'd be really happy to have that discussion. So, you know, either have a conversation directly or go on something like TripAdvisor and tell people what you think and start a discussion. Because I think, you know, we also bear some responsibility for letting them know and encouraging them to do the right thing.
I know it's your turn, DR, but I chuckle because, and I've mentioned this maybe once or twice before, but I have to share it here. When my daughter and I were in a motel in Purchase, New York a few years ago, and she had to step out of camp for a week because she was in quarantine with the swine flu. This was back in 2009, because swine 09, I'll never forget that summer. There was, on a day that was probably 85 degrees, there was a gas fire burning in the lobby of this motel every day, hot and sunny outside, middle of summer, early July. It was July 4th weekend, actually. And I asked, why do you have the fire going all day when it's summertime? and hot out and light out. And the woman at the desk said, we just always have done that. So I asked to speak to the manager, and he basically, of course, didn't have a good reason for it. He said, it's the ambiance. I said, ambiance, have you heard about global warming? And it's hot, and who wants to see a fire? I said, do me a favor, just try not putting it on and see if you get any complaints. So they agreed to do that. They didn't put it on the next day. Again, we were there for the whole week, so I could actually follow up. Usually, you know, you say something, you leave, you never know if they listen to you or just thought you were a nutcase. Of course, my daughter is sure I'm a nutcase, but she's gotten used to it by now. They turned it off, and sure enough, no complaints. Can't say what happened after we left, but speak up is the point.
Absolutely, yeah. I think there's, you know, it's always worth raising that because ultimately hotels are really focused on trying to make their guests happy. And sometimes, you know, they're going to kind of guess what they think are going to make you happy. But if you can go and tell them, like, you know, either that you'd really like something, I think that's particularly important as well. Reinforce, you know, I loved having the recycling bin in the room. I do that at home. I think it's important. I like seeing it here. And as you say, the opposite, tell them. Because, you know, another classic example that you hear very often is that someone doesn't want their towel replaced, and then it is. Well, I know it's a challenge for a lot of hotels, training, housekeeping, getting that done right. So if you don't experience it correctly, tell them. You know, it's so important, and it's going to help them try and improve things in the future.
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of the greening of hotels, was this an initiative that was brought about as a result of sort of regulatory moves in certain regions of the country, or was this something that was generated by the hotel industry itself? As I listened to your description, I couldn't help wondering if, you know, this was a push because of some of the, you know, greener areas of the country. You know, obviously here in New England we have the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, and obviously in California there are various initiatives to, you know, reduce carbon emissions from businesses. Was that sort of the motivation, or is it just a matter of this is better for our customers if we, on our own volition, decide to go green?
Yeah, I think there are multiple reasons, to be honest. There have been a lot of things going on in the hotel industry for a long time. I'd say it's certainly increasing recently, and it's becoming more prominent. I think, you know, cost saving, as I mentioned, is a really large driver. I mean, at the end of the day, hotels don't want to be using more energy than they strictly need to. They don't want to be throwing out more things than they have to. So there's certainly a lot of the efforts have been rooted in a cost saving basis. I think the next thing is, you know, the consumer demand, the awareness that travelers are increasingly aware of green issues and, you know, wanting to make sure you have a reputation for that. I think no one wants to get caught behind. And then, as you mentioned, you know, the regulation, there's no doubt that some of the regulations that come out both at a federal and a state level do have an impact on what hotels do. So I think it's really a mixture of all of those things. We certainly see that a lot of the big chains have programs in place. You have chains like Kimpton who actually have almost all their hotels green certified these days, and many of the really big players like Hilton and Marriott have very extensive programs. And at the other end, I think some of the most innovative things actually happen in the smaller independent hotels, and you get, you know, mom and dad owned places which are really, really committed to the environment. And then you start seeing, you know, really interesting things coming out there.
Mm. The Kimpton hotel chain was one of the first ones we had on years ago when this movement started in the hotel industry. So they certainly deserve kudos. And then, as you mentioned, a couple of the other ones, and I know that Hilton has done a good job with their hotel chain. At least here in San Francisco, Bay Area, Hilton's, and also the Fairmont. I've noticed when we've been lucky enough to stay at a Fairmont hotel that they're, you know, showing a little bit of their green side more than perhaps some of the others and have been for some time. Yeah. So not to harp on this, but in just a couple minutes we have left, because this really, I suppose, does add up to a lot of wasted energy, the issue of turning on the air conditioning before the guest arrives, in some case, you know, minutes, in some case, hours. Do you know what the standard procedure is? Because while it may feel nice to walk into that room, especially if it's a hot day, but not even always the case, and feel that nice, you know, 65, 68 degree temperature, you know, it would take all of probably 5 minutes to turn on the air conditioner if you needed it and cool the room down. It just feels like, you know, is this hotel not aware that we have a climate crisis? Is the public not aware that we have, you know, a real energy issue here? And it just so often feels like, no, it doesn't seem to have pervaded, you know, the mainstream and commercial consciousness. And again, not just hotels, but because that is something that is a 24/7 industry, perhaps it is worth, you know, considering.
Yeah, I think it's a really important issue. A lot comes down to technology. Some of the larger hotels have very sophisticated technological systems where they can affect the air conditioning on a room-by-room basis very easily. They often have dead bands where the temperature can't go above or below a certain level. And as I mentioned, some of them even have sensors that understand, like, when you've come in the room and they can turn it on. And I think those hotels are really the ones that are leading. I think, you know, hopefully the days of walking into a hotel room and immediately being blasted by a kind of icy breeze, hopefully they won't be with us for too much longer.
Hear, hear. Well put, and I couldn't agree more. The Europeans are way ahead of us when it comes to those, you know, putting the card in and turning on the lights in the air. It makes a lot of sense. DR, any final questions?
No final questions, but just a final comment. It was great speaking to you, and we certainly recommend that all of our listeners do go to TripAdvisor.com to learn more about this initiative by the hotel industry.
Thank you so much. It was lovely speaking to you guys.
Jenny Rushmore is head of the TripAdvisor Green Program, and we really are glad that you're keeping an eye on all the eco-friendly trends and trying to not only keep track of them but encourage them as well. So, again, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And Jenny mentioned that there was one hotel with bees on the roof. I just saw a fabulous movie documentary I highly recommend called Queen of the Sun, What Are the Bees Telling Us? And I was reminded of that film because apparently it was illegal to keep bees in the city of New York, but there was a groundswell of support to turn that around, and now people can keep bees because there is a colony collapse crisis. So good for New York for having that kind of progressive stance, and we are going to get the producers of that film on in the next week or two. So see it if you can, Queen of the Sun. Thanks for listening to our show, and thank you, D.R. Tucker, for joining me in the second half. Hope you've enjoyed the program. You can listen to the archives at thegreenfront.com or prn.fm. And next week we're going to have Mary Pfeiffer, an author, an activist, an educator based in Nebraska fighting the Keystone Pipeline. You're going to love Mary Pfeiffer. I'm reading her book right now called The Green Boat, so be sure to join us next time. In the meantime, have a great green week.